السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, also our sisters at the madrasa and those who listen over receivers. Once again in this majlis of tawbah, majlis of zikr, in this majlis where we try to develop the love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts, and the khawf and the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's displeasure and azab in our hearts, where we try to build up the conscious awareness of the fact that Allah Ta'ala is watching every move, every action, every deed, every word of ours, and that we are accountable. There is going to be a day of judgment, that life is transitory, we are passing through a phase. There are different stages, different stations in a person's life. One was the Alam-e-Arwah, in the world of the souls we were at one time. From the Alam-e-Arwah we came into the mother's stomach. After the processes that followed, then we came into the mother's stomach. So that was a second station. From there we came to this world. It's a third station. Then we will go into the qabr, that will be the fourth station. And then there will be akhirat, that will be the fifth station. So just as in this world we have different stations where the train stops, in the same way this life is ongoing. There's going to be no end to it. From the time that the souls came into our bodies, now it's just going to go on and on until the person will either live forever in Jannat, or he will live forever in the fire of Jahannam, or he will be punished for a little while in the fire of Jahannam because of his misdeeds, and then put into Jannat again. These are the different categories. So this is the purpose of this majlis that we have on Thursday nights. There are, as I have always mentioned, many, many issues that can be discussed and should be discussed. And especially at present, we know what is happening in Lebanon, what is happening in Iraq. Look at the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that they are facing. Look at the severe test that so many innocent people are facing. So this is life. That there will be tests, there will be trials, there will be wake-up calls for some people, there will be azab and punishment for some people. There will be elevation of status and darajat for some people. There will be the forgiveness of sins for some people. But in every decision of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there is great wisdom, great hikmah. And for the ummah at large, there's a lot of lessons. But we, in whichever part of the world we may be, no matter how far away from a place where a Muslim country or Muslim community or Muslim society is experiencing pain and suffering and problem, it becomes our duty to feel that same deep-hearted pain that we would have felt if it had been one of our family members, one of our sons, one of our daughters, one of our children that was going through this type of suffering. At that time we won't say that my son is like that, my brother is like that, my uncle is like that. The person has a feeling, deep-hearted feeling. So like that, we must feel that pain. But what can we do? Now that is a different story, that there are different organizations that are organizing different kinds of programs. where these issues are highlighted and we are told that in which way we can make our contribution to stopping, preventing, eliminating, or at least reducing this kind of zulm that is being made. So that is our duty. So for that also you need different kinds of programs. So deen is a package. Deen is not just namaz, just roza, just zakat, just hajj, just zikr, just tilawat. All these things are major ibadat and we cannot do without it. We require it. But at the same time we require a balanced diet. They always talk about balanced diet. So there is a need for a balanced diet, that we need our namaz, we need our zakat, fasting, hajj. We also need the fulfillment of the rights of our families, our neighbors, our society, our parents, those who are younger than us, those who are elder than us, the fulfillment of their rights. There is a requirement for honesty and truthfulness in our trade, in our business transactions. There must be no cheat, no deceit. There must be no concealing of any kind of defect that may be in some garment or in some product that the person is selling. There must be absolute truthfulness in whichever profession the person is. So there is a need for that too. There is a need for the person marrying, need for caring of the children. There's a need for so many different things in a person's life. But when we listen to this type of thing, then we get the impression that it's impossible. How can a person have so many different things in his life? Now, of course, it sounds like that. But if you really take our lives, it is not something impossible. It's just that we have made things difficult. The fulfillment of the rights, honesty, truthfulness, and abstinence. There's also a need for abstinence from all kinds of sins, all kinds of vices and evils. So now that need for abstinence from vices, evils and sins, it's not impossible. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala would not have made taqwa farz. Yes, if Allah Ta'ala had said that it is your duty to perform 50 salat every day, as was originally told to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the night of Miraj, that 50 salat, then probably we could have said that 50 salat, so when are we going to make it? Or if we were told that 100,000 times you have to read Durood Sharif every day, or you have to stand on one leg and read some wazifa so many thousand times, or every midnight you must go to the Qabristan and sleep in some grave there for a little while as a reminder of death. Say if we had been ordered to do that, how many of us would have gone to the graveyard to sleep in some grave? So Allah Ta'ala didn't make such kind of things farz and obligatory upon us. Allah Ta'ala wants us to live a life of peace and happiness. So He's asking us to stay away from all those things which He has declared haram. And many, many times I have mentioned, 100 and plenty times, that only those things Allah Ta'ala has declared haram which are harmful to ourselves, to our families, our wives and children, or it is harmful to the society, or it is harmful to the nation, it is harmful to the people living in our country or internationally. Those are the only things that Allah Ta'ala has declared haram. So now if some mother, some father is restraining the child from something that's going to cause injury and pain to the child, would we say that mother and father are zalims? Na'uzubillah. Look at this father, look at this mother restraining the child. The child wants to go and touch the hot iron and is restrained. The child has got high temperature but still wants to have cold drinks or wants to have ice block, or the child wants to play with those games which are injurious and harmful. Now if the parent is stopping, the parent is doing it out of love. Allah Ta'ala has kept 99 rahmat for the akhirat. 99. And only one He has sent down into this world of His rahmat. Meaning that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to shower and His rahmat and mercy unlimited upon the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the akhirat. for their forgiveness. And in this world, that just that 1% of that mercy that Allah Ta'ala has sent down, we see everybody who has some kind of compassion and mercy in their hearts. It is a reflection of that 1% mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So how much merciful he must be. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't want us to be hurt, to be injured, to be suffering. Allah Ta'ala wants us to live a life of happiness. But then he has got conditions that you obey me, you become mine, then I become yours. We want Allah Ta'ala to become ours first, but we don't want him to become Allah Ta'ala's. We say that we will do everything that's displeasing to you, but oh Allah, you send down your mercy, you send down your forgiveness, you remove the difficulties, hardships and problems. So it doesn't work like that. But even if we were doing what we were not supposed to do, and we had gone far away, we had distanced ourselves from Allah Ta'ala and the Quran and the Sunnah and his deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Sharia, even if we did that, but there is no question of despairing of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. For a Muslim, there is no question of despair. He must have hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness and believe that no matter how far I may have gone, but my Allah only wants that I must take that little step towards him. How many times you have heard that example, and every time that I give that example, it affects my heart, whether it affects yours or not. That little baby or that little child whom we are teaching how to walk, we talk so much about the first steps of the child. What are the first steps of the child? The first steps of the child, the mother or the father will hold the hand of the child and say, right, walk. The mother and father will leave the hand. But before the child falls on the ground and hurts itself, the mother will pick the child up and say, my beloved little child, you have taken the first step. You tried to walk, you could not walk, but I will not allow you to be hurt and injured. The love of the mother does not allow that child to get hurt. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants us to take that first step towards him. Allah Ta'ala does not like us to be hurt, and Allah Ta'ala will take us then along. But we have to take that first step. If the child refuses and say, I will never take that first step. Every time that the parent wants the child to walk, the child refuses, just sits there, just gets stubborn and says that I'm not going to take the first step. Then will the child ever walk all his life? So that is all that is required. And as I said, that this majlis of Islah and Tawbah and Istighfar is for those first steps, to take the plunge into that ocean of Tawbah. Many examples are repeated, not because it was planned to be repeated, but they just come to mind on the spur of the moment. And many, many times it has happened that somebody will come up and say that, Mawlana, that example changed my life. And it was the first time that I heard it. So I repeat this example which has come back to mind, that if a person has got urine, stool, blood, alcohol, dirt, filth on his clothes, on his body, and the person is standing by the ocean, and then he addresses the ocean and it says that, oh, you wide ocean, I don't want to jump into you. I don't want to dive into your waters, because you can see my clothes are dirty, my body is dirty, my hair is disheveled, I've got dirt and filth. If I'm going to dive into you, then you too will become dirty. So I don't want to make you dirty. The ocean will respond and say, oh, you foolish one, oh, you stupid one, oh, you idiot number one. Millions like you dived into my waters and they became clean and park. Millions like you. And my water remained clean and parked. Just one wave was sufficient to make it park. So you dive into me and then see how I clean you also. Allah Ta'ala's ocean of maghfirat, ocean of forgiveness, wants that we must dive into it. That ocean has washed and cleaned millions and billions of people. But make sincere tawbah. If it involves the rights of people, fulfill it. If it involves finances and things like that, then repay to whomsoever whatever is due. Ask for forgiveness. If there is some kind of harm that we have caused to someone, then try to make qaza, salat, zakat, pay back zakat. And within a short period of time, this person can be from the awliya-i siddiqeen. Allah Ta'ala raises them to such heights after that. May Allah Ta'ala give me also the tawfiq, give you the tawfiq. And may Allah Ta'ala remove those difficulties, the problems that our ummah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is facing, especially in Lebanon, Iraq and other places at present. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر Put your heads down in sajda. Not heads, put the hearts in sajda. And plead, beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Apne malik se ut karke faryad. Get up late part of the night, early part of the morning. Get up a few minutes before subah sadiq, so that the time between your tahajjud and fajr namaz is not too long. And if not, then just make 2 rakats of namaz between the sunnats of Isha and the witr of Isha. You still get sawab of salatul layl. But somehow put the heart into sajda. Shed tears of remorse, of regret, of shame, of nadamat. Allah Ta'ala dearly loves those tears. Those tears are such that if they have to be poured into the fire of Jahannam, they will extinguish the fire of Jahannam also. Allah Ta'ala loves those tears so much. Which a banda, which a slave of his, which a servant of his, sheds over his sins. And the enjoyment that is in those tears, the enjoyment that is in begging of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if anyone gets that enjoyment in his life, he will forget the enjoyment of everything else in this world. Begging is something that brings some kind of disgrace, humiliation, if we have to beg of human beings. Although certain people, it is permissible for them to beg. But when it becomes a profession, then definitely it brings a lot of disgrace. So begging of human beings, extending our hands before human beings, there is disgrace in that. But the more we beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the more the izzat the person gets, the more the respect. And there's an enjoyment in it, especially when the person gets up at night and he puts his heart in sajda and then he tears. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi did not say without experience when he mentioned that when the fragrance of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala comes into my heart, the languages of the world, there's no vocab to give a description of that experience. That's a reality. It's not a fantasy world that he's talking about. And it is not only for the very, very pious and great scholars and learned people, it's for us sinful ones like us. Those are very pious people, yet they're getting that experience. But we, because we know how sinful we have been, and we are, look at our school days, look at the days after our schooling, our youth, our middle age, and those who have gone into old age also. So now when we are going to tear and cry, there will be a different kafiyat, because we want Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. So apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Generally tears cause depression. We say the person cried. So this depression, these tears will not create depression. The heart will become alive. The heart will become alive. Ruh will come into the heart. Hayat-e qalbi the person will get. When the chick in the shell of the egg gets hayat, gets life, then it does not have to wait for the mother hen to crack that shell. It cracks it from inside. And it also does the same thing that the mother hen was doing, picking up the grains from the ground. So when hayat will come, then we will get a different experience. The ruh and the soul also has got a ghiza and food, which it requires, just as our physical bodies require ghiza and food. So the food of the soul is nur-e taqwa. Ruhaku nur-e taqwa se tu abadakar. Ruhaku nur-e taqwa se tu shadakar. The happiness of the ruh, soul, is in taqwa. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashadakar. That's the bottom line. Nafs dushman hai. Nafs is our dushman. It is not our friend. Nafs and shaitan, they are our dushmans. So what must we do? Must we please the dushman or must we make the dushman happy? Israel, we say, is the dushman now of Lebanon, of Iraq, and of Syria, and of all the Muslim countries. So what must we do? Must we please Israel? Nobody will say that that is a sensible decision. That is human nature. So nafs is dushman. So dushman ko nashalaka. Displease your nafs and please that Allah. Because everything lies in His control. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashalaka. Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko na shad kar. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar, dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar. Aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbad kar, dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar. Aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbad kar. Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. रूह को नूरे तकवा से तू शाद कर, नफ्स दुश्मन है दुश्मन को नाशाद कर। हम्द से इस जुबान को तो हम्माद कर, हम्द से इस जुबान को तो हम्माद कर, सर को चौकट पे उनकी तो सज्जाद कर। हम्द से इस जुबान को तो हम्माद कर, सर को चौखट पे उनकी तो सज्जाद कर। अपने मालिक से उठ कर के फरियाद कर, दिल को सजदे में रो रो के आबाद कर। अपने मालिक से उठ करके फरियाद कर, दिल को सजदे में रो रो के आबाद कर। अल्लाह तबारक व तआला मस्ट बिकम प्लीज्ड विद अस, मस्ट मेक अस हिज एंड ही मस्ट बिकम आवर्स, देन ऑल प्रॉब्लम्स आर सॉल्व। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल जलालू। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, 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 मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। दिल मेरा हो जाए एक मैदाने हो, तू ही तू हो, तू ही तू हो, तू ही तू। और मेरे तन में बजाए आबो गिल, दर्दे दिल हो, दर्दे दिल हो, दर्दे दिल। गैर से बिल्कुल ही उठ जाए नजर, गैर से बिल्कुल ही उठ जाए नजर। तू ही तू आए नजर देखो जिधर, तू ही तू आए नजर देखो जिधर। अल्लाह 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين. يا أرحم الراحمين, يا أكرم الأكرمين, يا غياث المستغيثين, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. او ماي بلوفد الله, ماي رحيم الله, ماي كريم الله, موست فورجيفينگ الله, موست كومباشنيت الله, موست لوينگ الله, موست كيرينگ الله, موست ٹالرنٹ الله, ستار العیوب غفار الذنوب اللہ. او مائی موسٹ بیلوڈ اللہ, مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ, وی ہیو ایکسٹینڈیڈ ونس اگین اور بیگنگ باؤلز بیفور یو مائی بیلوڈ اللہ. دا مور وی بیگ آف یو دا مور ہیپی اینڈ پلیزڈ یو بیکم. اف وی ہیو ٹو بیگ آف ہیومن بیئنگز دے بیکم اینگری اینڈ ڈسپلیزڈ, اف وی ڈونٹ بیگ آف یو یو بیکم اینگری اینڈ ڈسپلیزڈ. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you, for you are our Khaliq, you are our Malik. Oh my beloved Allah, you are our sustainer, you are our cherisher, you are our nourisher, you are our Rabb, my beloved Allah. Mere Allah, hum teri taraf rujoo karte hai, we are turning towards you. We have extended our begging bowls before you. You have attached these begging bowls to our bodies, so that we may extend them any part of the night and day. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, you listen. You are not an idol that cannot listen, cannot see, do not know, cannot help. Ya Allah, this very moment you are watching us. This very moment you are watching each and every one of us who have raised our hands before you. Ya Allah, you are listening to us. Oh my Allah, you are even aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. Ya Allah, and you have the power to fulfill all our wishes, all our desires, to bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Your treasures are unlimited. Ya Allah, your treasures are unlimited. We are therefore seeking from you, forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, we acknowledge our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are not advertising our sins. We are not bragging about our sins. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. Ya Allah, but we are tired of sinning ourselves. Ya Allah, what has a life of sins brought for us except misery, restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems? My beloved Allah, we haven't enjoyed any kind of sukoon in our lives due to our sinful ways. We are tired, my Allah. Hum khud guna kar kar ke thak gaye. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. We want to become yours. Ya Allah, we want to become yours. We do not wish to return to those sins anymore. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, we know that we are not deserving of any ni'mat of yours, any bounty of yours. For we use your very bounties day and night for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of sight for your disobedience. The ni'mat of hearing for your disobedience. The ni'mat of speech for your disobedience. Our hands and feet, our heart and mind for your disobedience. We know we are not deserving of any ni'mat. But my Allah, for whom is your forgiveness? Ya Allah, for whom is your forgiveness? If it is not for sinful ones like us, then for whom is it? Hey Allah, open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Oh my beloved Allah, we acknowledge every sin of ours. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness for you, my beloved Allah. You are the creator of light and darkness. My beloved Allah, you are the one who has blessed everyone with sight. Billions of people have sight. You have blessed them, my beloved Allah, with sight. How can you be then blind to our actions, our deeds? But my beloved Allah, it is our weakness. We are acknowledging our weakness. Change the condition of our lives. You have given man the technology of computer chips. Ya Allah, the chips contain millions of pieces of information. But just one press of the delete button. And my beloved Allah, no information is left on that chip. Hamare gunaho ke upar delete button daba de. Press the delete button of our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given man the science of transplant of hearts. Ya Allah, our hearts have gone beyond the stage of bypass. Ya Allah, we need a transplant of a spiritually sound heart. Ya Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. Hearts which beat with your love, with your muhabbat, and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sunu me naam tera dhadkano me, maza a jaye maula dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Ya Allah, we are drowning in the ocean of sins. Throw us a lifeline, by Allah. It is not difficult for you. Ya Allah, take us out of the ocean of vices and evils and sins. Oh my beloved Allah, gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta dil badal. How long am I going to walk the path of sins? How long are we going to walk like munafiqs and hypocrites on the surface of the earth? Ya Allah, you are watching every movement, listening to every statement of ours. You look into our hearts, you know the thoughts that cross our minds. Ya Allah, whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean or up above the heavens, it's your kingdom. We cannot escape your sight and might. My beloved Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. Hamari zindagi ka hal badal. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the floodgates of rahmat and mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses, the faults, the sins of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو مت دیکھ تیری شان رحیمی اور کریمی کو دیکھ یا اللہ we know the suffering is because of our own sins یا اللہ we are suffering because of our own sins we are not like those very pious and righteous ones who are being tested but یا اللہ we are turning towards you and seeking forgiveness of all our sins forgive us and یا اللہ then remove the difficulties the hardships and problems that mankind is suffering because of our sins. Ay vere Allah, that ummat for whom my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cried all his life. That ummat for whom my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was stoned in Taif, his shoes became filled with his Mubarak blood. That ummat for whom he was stoned in Uhud, he fell down unconscious. The pins of his helmet pierced his side and his jaws. His teeth were shattered. By Allah, we cannot even imagine the one closest to you, the greatest after you, what suffering he underwent so that we may take consolation and solace. Where Allah, he used to stand whole night in prayer, his feet used to swell. For whom was he crying? Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted. Ha, very Allah, when that Nabi of yours is informed that that ummat for whom you suffered so much, that ummat for whom you teared so much, That ummat for whom so much of your blood flowed, the ummat in discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, adultery, fornication, fraud, haram sites on the internet, filthy movies, filthy television programs, no salat in the life of 70% of the ummah. Musical instruments in Madina Sharif, in Makkah Sharif, filthy music on the cell phones a few meters away from your Roza Mubarak. In the hotel rooms, all kinds of filthy pictures are being seen. My Allah! Hum kya jawab denge? How are we going to face Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How are we going to face you on the day of Qiyamah? But my Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. You dearly love forgiveness. Your mercy knows no bounds and no limits. You just want us to take the first steps towards you. You want us to dive in the ocean of Tawbah. Ya Allah, we are taking the plunge. Oh my Allah, make it easy for us. Protect us and safeguard us. Oh my Allah, protect us and safeguard us from returning to those sins. Give us the tawfiq to make namaz 5 times a day, to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if farz, to fulfill the rights of parents, children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, rights of Muslims, non-Muslims. Ya Allah, give us the himmat, the courage to pay back to whomsoever, whatever is due. Oh my beloved Allah, to make qaza of the namazes, to pay zakat which is fallen due. Mere Allah, hame himmat de, quwwat de, taqat de. Ya Allah, give us the courage. Ya Allah, make us like lions against nafs and shaitan. Make us like lions against nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, ummat-e-muslima pareshan hal hai. Remove their difficulties, problems, suffering, especially at present in Lebanon. Mere Allah, the bombs are raining, indiscriminate bombing. Ha, mere Allah. Un bachcho par raham farma. Ya Allah, have mercy. Ya Allah, no food, no light, no water, no shelter. Injured and suffering, no hospitals, no medication. So many innocent people, my beloved Allah, getting caught. Ya Allah, unke haal par raham farma. Iraq ke musalmano par raham farma. Palestine ke musalmano par raham farma. Ya Allah, that Palestine. That Masjid Al-Aqsa from where Miraj took place. Ya Allah, Palestine ke hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, have mercy on the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam around the globe. Give hidayat to the zalims. Bless them with iman, bless them with Islam. Ya Allah, give them guidance. Make them worthy of entry into Jannah. It's not difficult for you. But if they have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will continue with the torture, tyranny, oppression and suppression. And they will continue with the bombing and the destruction of Muslim land and property and lives. Then my Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Send flood waters against them. Ya Allah, hail stones rain upon them. Ya Allah, cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink. Create division amongst their ranks. Ay Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and the Samud. Aaj bhi tu wohi khuda hai, jo Badr ka khuda tha. Aaj bhi tu wohi khuda hai, jo Uhud ka khuda tha. You are the same Allah that was at the time of the Battle of the Trench. You are the same Allah that was at the time of conquest of Makkah. You are the same Allah that was in Hunain. You haven't gone weak. We have gone weak. By Allah, hamare haal par raham farma. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals, clinics, homes, they have undergone operations, whatever diseases, sicknesses, ill health they are suffering from, give them shifa. Sabku sehat de. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children have gone onto drugs and drinks and vices and evils, my beloved Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Make them the coolness of the eyes of the parents. Ya Allah, give the parents the himmat, the courage, the strength to throw out of their lives and homes all those things that are causing such corruption in the lives of the children. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. Agar ik tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Oh my beloved Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tamliq wa da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gash ta'alim ijtimaat ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris khankao ki mehnat qubool farma. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas in every action. Ek din marna hai akhir maut se. Ek din marna hai akhir maut se. We have to die one day. Ah, my beloved Allah, we have no capital of good deeds to bring across. We are not ready for death, my beloved Allah. We are not ready for a meeting with you. And we don't know when the angel of death is going to strike. My beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, or any kind of haram action. Don't let the angel of death visit us in adultery, fornication, watching some filthy film, reading some filthy literature. We don't know where and when the angel of death is going to visit. Then how can we be in haram establishments and places? Distance us from haram. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, He gave us everything that was of benefit for us. Distance us from all haram. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the month of Ramadan, in a fasting state, on the day of Jumu'ah, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you. We are not asking on the strength of our actions and our deeds. We are asking because we want forgiveness of our sins. If it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. My beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with his 124,000 shining stars. Hajr aswad ko choom karke jo manga tha, wataf mein chal karke jo manga tha, rukne yamani chhu karke jo manga tha. Khilaf e kaaba se lipat karke jo manga, mizab e rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga. And the duas that he made in the Hatim, and the duas that he made at the Muqam e Ibrahim, and the du'as that he made at the Multazam, how long he attached himself at the Multazam. And the du'as that he made for us after drinking Zamzam and on Safa and Marwa, in Mina, in Arafat and in Muzdalifah. May Allah bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our parents with that goodness, wives and children with that goodness, the ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the good aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the suffering,
that each and every individual is undergoing who has raised his or her hand this part of the night before you. Ay Allah, with your fazl and rahmat and ihsan, remove those difficulties, problems, sufferings, pain, sickness, diseases, whatever hardship that they are undergoing. Ay Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. May Allah accept our du'as. The sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. الحمد لله رب العالمين